This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Lagoon is a Super NES title released in 1991 in both North America and Japan. It is not well remembered today. If people tend to know anything about it, it's its music, and that's for a good reason. The music is actually quite catchy. I remember renting the game back in the day because I think Nintendo Power made me think it would be kind of more in the vein of Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past, which it kind of technically is, but it's actually closer to the Ys games, which I did not know about back in the day. And which makes sense, because the Super NES Super Famicom game is actually a port. The original version was released in 1990 for the Sharp X6800. Remember how I said the Super NES music is good? The versions of those songs composed for the original are even better. The game concerns your typical sword-wielding protagonist, named Nasser, trekking through the Kingdom of Lagoon to fight bad guys. It's vaguely medieval in the way games of this genre usually are, but the music really does not reflect that. It sounds like something between a space disco and a synth-scored 80s action movie. Not always, but as you're about to hear in the half-hour music I'm going to play for you, once it starts, it does not stop. Compared to a lot of other games of this era, there's actually not a whole lot of info about this game online. There are very few sprite rips, actually, and getting anything for the cover art for this episode was tougher than usual. When I've played music from this game previously on this show, I've said the composer was Hideki Suzuki, and I'm realizing now that that may not be completely correct. The Video Game Music Database credits the compositions to the Zoom Sound Team, Zoom being the company that first created Lagoon. That team is comprised of Suzuki, but also Akihito Okawa, Hideyuki Shimono, and Naoki Kimura, and I can't tell who composed what, or even if the work still maybe was composed exclusively by Suzuki. Whoever did make all this music deserves all the hugs, because it's really great. Before I get to it, I have one question for you. According to the track list, this game has an area called Castle Mark Phillips. Why? Why is a fantasy castle named after my sophomore geometry teacher? Why is this in a video game? Who thought that was fantasy medieval appropriate? Just kind of weird. If you have any ideas, please tell me. Other than that, please enjoy Lagoon.
Thank you.
And that's it. I hope you enjoyed Lagoon. I'm Drew Mackey. I'm on Twitter at DrewGMackey, M-A-C-K-I-E. Singing Mountain is on Twitter at SingMopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D, but also on Facebook and Instagram at Singing Mountain Pod. All previous episodes are at SingingMountainPod.com. Please give me a rate and review. Really, please. I collect them like Pokemon, and if you write me one, I'll read it in a future episode. It so happens that I've recently got a new review that I will read in part because this person kind of wrote a lot, which I don't mind. For brevity's sake, here we go. Delta Tango 6, writing a review titled Scratches My Nostalgia Itch, said, I'm a huge fan of 90s Squaresoft RPGs, so that's why I initially started listening to Singing Mountain, but the variety and thoughtfulness of the podcast is why I stay. I work in law enforcement and have an hour commute each day, so listening to newly available episodes of Singing Mountain is the perfect way to decompress after a stressful day at work. Hats off to Mr. Mackey for crafting genuinely enjoyable podcasts for fans of video game music. Thank you! I had never been told that this podcast had a fan who was in law enforcement before. And it kind of never occurred to me that someone who grew up playing Squaresoft RPGs would end up being in law enforcement, just because the most of us were maybe nerdy than would be acceptable in the law enforcement division. But cool. Thank you for writing that, Delta Tango 6. I appreciate it. If you write me a review like this person did, I will read it in a future episode. I have one final track for you. Fittingly, it is the ending sequence theme from Lagoon. The title of the track is Tales from the Peaceful World. Enjoy. See ya.
Table Cakes production.